UNRWA Commissioner General Felipe Lazzarini said his agency is struggling to deliver aid to the over a million malnourished Palestinians in Gaza. He said looters have been attacking aid shipments as chaos has taken hold in parts of the enclave.
It has been extraordinarily excruciating over the last few weeks to bring aid. Far too many trucks have been looted, have not reached properly destination. The number of crossing remains far too limited, and basically we are confronted nowadays to a near total breakdown of law and order, and with truck driver being regularly threatened or assaulted.
Lazzarini said those drivers become less willing to make aid trips because of security concerns. Lazzarini's remarks in Geneva Tuesday morning came just hours after an Israeli airstrike hit an UNRWA school, reportedly killing at least 12 and injuring 22 at El Shati refugee camp in northern Gaza.
We are not only on the political or legislative or smearing campaign attack, but on the ground, the UN and UNRWA has also been targeted. We have paid a heavy price. More than 200 humanitarian staff have been killed.
The bombing of the school at El Shati camp brings the total number of UN facilities damaged in Gaza since October 7th to 190, or more than half of the UN's buildings there. Lazzarini said Israel is deliberately targeting his humanitarian aid staff and facilities. He said there needs to be a proper mechanism to investigate and hold Israel accountable for its blatant disregard of humanitarian law. Meanwhile, there's an active campaign in the Israeli parliament to classify UNRWA as a terrorist organization. And on Monday in New York, victims and relatives of victims of the October 7th Hamas attack filed a lawsuit against UNRWA, accusing the agency of funneling $1 billion worth of weapons to Hamas. Lazzarini called on UN member states to support UNRWA and push back against efforts to delegitimize it.
It would be a mistake to see this attack only through the lens of a bilateral relation between UNRWA and Israel, that much more is at stake. And if we succeed with UNRWA, there will be also other entities which will then be exposed. And the risk behind it is that we create a new standard for other complex emergencies in the future.
Earlier this year, the Israeli government accused some UNRWA staff of participating in the Hamas attack. That led many UN member states to pull their funding from UNRWA, which Lazzarini said added to the agency's existential crisis. Since then, an ongoing UN investigation found no evidence to support Israel's claims, and all but two countries that had suspended funding have resumed their financial support. Some countries even began funding UNRWA for the first time. The two countries still withholding funds are the United Kingdom and the United States. The United States had been UNRWA's largest financial backer. The U.S. Congress cut off funding to UNRWA until at least 2025. UNRWA's Felipe Lazzarini said the agency needs $140 million to make it to the end of the year. Right now, he says UNRWA only has the cash to support itself through August. Reporting for Pacifica Radio, I'm Atta Shaheen.